The death of Jesus did not end the way everybody expected. Nobody realized that Jesus was going to break all the rules. But really, shouldn't some people have suspected, especially Lazarus and his sisters? For not so long before, Jesus had called Lazarus out of his tomb where his dead body had been buried. How could they not have dared to hope that this new death was not the end? And sure enough, sometime during this quiet, normal night, Jesus slowly emerged from the darkness of death. Of course, nobody really knows exactly what happened inside that tomb. But the cloth in which he was bound was carefully folded and put to one side, and the great stone with which the tomb was sealed was rolled away. And at that moment, the similarity with Lazarus ended. Jesus called Lazarus back from death, and he resumed his life, which was much as it had been before. Jesus came back from death, and nothing was ever the same as it had been before. Jesus didn't just return to his life as though nothing had happened. His resurrection was something totally beyond the imagination of anybody on this earth. Mortals could not dream up the reality of God's act of love. That was and is the greatest gift we have ever been given. Because of that gift, we know that there is nothing at all to fear, not even death, because we know that is not the end. There is an amazing life with God through all eternity, and it is not constrained by boundaries and limitations. Jesus' resurrection absolutely frees us up to embrace the richness of sharing life on this earth. And that is cause for celebration and thanksgiving. Now, in ending, I'd like to simply read a part of a sermon that is widely believed to be the definitive word on Easter. It was preached long ago by St. John of Chrysostom. Let no one fear death, for the death of our Savior has set us free. Christ has destroyed it by enduring it. Christ destroyed hell when he descended into it. Christ put it into an uproar even as it tasted of his flesh. Hell was in an uproar because it was done away with. It was in an uproar because it is mocked. It was in an uproar for it is destroyed. It is in an uproar because it is annihilated. It is in an uproar, for now it is made captive. Hell took a body and discovered that it had seized God. It took earth and encountered heaven. It took what it saw and was overcome by what it did not see. O death, where is your sting? Oh hell, where is your victory? Christ is risen, and you, O death, are annihilated. Christ is risen, and the evil ones are cast down. Christ is risen, and the angels rejoice. Christ is risen, and life is liberated. Christ is risen, and the tomb is emptied of its dead. For Christ, having risen from the dead, has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. To him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen.